Any burning questions that came up during the week? Or in the last hour?
Allison and I were talking, this is during the week, and she was asking, when you were reading a book, or she was reading a book, the moment that somebody dies, Hades, you know, heaven or purgatory, yeah. Heaven or heaven or
I'll guarantee you, they're not going to purgatory.
No, I'm with you on that one. Paradise or the other place?
Okay, the place of torment in Hades, yeah.
Okay, as they're going up, immediately when they leave the body, are they aware of what's going on? Can they see? Can they understand? And part two of the question is, could Hades and, not purgatory, but paradise, could they be in another dimension around us to where these spirits are actually among us? And that's where you get those kind of
ghostly things that go on. I think the ghosts are actually demonic spirits that are manifesting themselves, so I'm not so sure that dead people can actually come in and around among us, because they are trapped either in... So, all right, so when we die, and it seems that I've seen kind of this... Now, if this is the world, this would be Hades, which is the place of the dead, which had the place of torment and the place of paradise, which paradise was brought up into heaven when Christ had died. All right, so in other words, when we speak of Hades today, that is the place of the unsaved dead. All right. Some people confuse that with hell. It's not hell yet. It's Hades. Hades and Sheol go hand in hand. The Old Testament talks about Sheol, and that's the Hebrew word for the place of the dead. Hades is the Greek word for the place of the dead. All right. So it appears then that those who die are in the earth, and it would have to be, I would guess, in another dimension. And it speaks of going down into the earth when Christ went down. It seems that he went down into the earth. He took captivity captive. Those who were captivated in paradise, he took them and brought them into heaven. So when he went down to Hades, it was literally in the earth, if you take it very literally, which I do. And it seems that there are dead people in this earth. However, they would be in another dimension, and they would be trapped in this Hades. And so even if we, no matter how much you dug in this earth, that Hades, is you're not going to find it as much as a cosmonaut going up into outer space and seeing heaven. I think these places are in another dimension that we are not able to see in our physical bodies unless we're allowed to see it. I guess that kind of summarizes what...
Sure. And the first part of the question then, so as soon as somebody dies and they're taken to wherever they're taken, can they see, are they aware of what's going on there?
I believe, if you look at the account in Luke 16, and that is the account of the... we're seeing behind the scenes of after death. We're seeing it played out in Hades, very literally what's going on, and we're seeing the dead man, the rich man, in this place of torment. To him it's as physical as the earth was as physical. And these others on the other side of the great chasm here, in Abraham's bosom, or in the paradise is what it's called, he's looking across this chasm. So it's like a great divide, yeah, that they're looking across in what I take to be very physical for them. He is in a place of torment and thirsty. Now, I don't know if there's heat or anything, or if there's flames or at this point, but he is thirsty. So his senses are still there, even though his body's not there. The senses that this man has, and his care, he's worried about his brothers. So he remembers what his life was. He remembers who he was related to. He knows that they believe as much as he did, which means they're all going to end up in this place of torment, and it was his desire to go back to talk to them. Now, he wasn't able to leave this. He wanted to either have them come over or he come over to get just a little bit of water, but they were both trapped in these containers, if you will, for the believing and unbelieving containers for dead souls. They have no body, but yet they act like they have bodies, and they can't move out of these areas. So having someone come to life and seeing that is not like a ghost. Doesn't biblically make sense. However, how soon was it before, when you die, what happens? We really don't know. I'm assuming that for Israel, it talks about angels escorting them. But I believe that's for Israel. I have a feeling that for the church, the body of Christ, that there is something or somehow that we know what's going on, and we're introduced to our new world in a way that would make sense to us. And it's going to be, I believe, very real. It's not going to be like going from here to outer space where it's into a ghostly existence. It'll be as real as what we're experiencing right now. But it'll be prepared for us, getting us ready then to live an eternity in heaven. So
even that could be in a twinkling of an eye. You die here, you're immediately.
And you're immediately there.
Old.
Could be.
I'm dead.
We know we will change. The bodies will change that quickly.
Spirit and be there immediately before you're even aware of.
You can go from one to the other, and it's right, you're there. Yeah.
So the
we don't know.
You might understand what's going on, or you may not.
You get in the elevator. I think I saw this on TV.
Just I think a believer would know more than a non-believer what was going on. If it's a slower process.
Right, you'd realize it. You'd realize what's happening because you understand Scripture.
Right.
But if someone who's going on, wouldn't know what's going on. Yeah.
Well, if you read Don Piper's book, it's about this 30 minutes in heaven or whatever it was.
Oh,
yeah, it was 90 minutes in heaven. Yeah, he spent a little more time there, I guess. It was 30 minutes in hell, 90 minutes in heaven. There was two books up.
Is he in hell too?
No. It's two different authors.
You took the whole tour.
You can't trust accounts like that, even though they've had this experience. We can only trust what Scripture says, and it doesn't say a whole lot about it.
Well, and it also, bringing up the chasm, that kind of thwarts them among us. Because they're in a place where there's a chasm they can't even go to.
They can't go beyond that, no.
And they couldn't contact us earlier.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where is hell?
Hell seems to be in the center of the earth. Oh, no, not hell, I'm sorry. Hades is. Hell, we don't know. It's a part of the universe that God is not a part of.
Oh.
He says he is not in this.
Jake? What's the difference besides hell and Hades?
Hades is where, when an unbeliever dies, they're put in a special compartment that is called Hades. Hades is just the place of the dead. So it's not the grave. It's not like when you dig a grave that there's a dead person in there. Hades is where the soul and spirit go, or the immaterial. So when we're made up of body, soul, and spirit. So your soul is about your character, who you are. It's your insides. We can't see it. Your spirit is what a God-given component to us that allows us to be with him eventually in the future. So you've got the soul and spirit connected as immaterial, and then you've got the material, the body. The body goes to the grave, the soul and spirit have to go somewhere. An unbeliever, their soul and spirit goes to a place called Hades until the end times, when they will be brought back and given their body. And they'll have their body, soul, and spirit together. Their body will be changed. But the unbeliever then will go to hell. Now, hell is an eternal damnation. So people who are not saved are going to be eternally damned in hell. and they'll experience the eternal fires of hell. So that's not where you want to go. That's the bad part. However, when you know somebody who's a believer who's died, they end up, they're in heaven, but they're in a place called what's called paradise. And so this paradise area is in heaven, and that's where the body and soul of, or the soul and spirit of people go who are believers. So if I were to die, I'd be in paradise, but I wouldn't have my body with me. And then when the Lord comes back, he comes back with his saints, and the saints would be the from paradise, which is in heaven. And he'll bring those people, the body, he'll bring the soul and the spirit back, and then the body will come back up with it, and it'll be changed, and then we'll be with the Lord forever.